20% of the crop of those jumbo potatoes, and then you've got about 30-40% of what would be called the 2x4s or mediums, and then the rest of them is either small or strings.
If you brought your livestock into a certain part of the farm to feed it, you know, a special area where you fed it, what would you call that?
Feedlot.
Feedlot, okay. And where would you let them walk around near you? I mean, you know, not out when they're grazing, but if they were just free to...
At home, we always had a lot all the way around the barn. And we'd feed in on one side of it. And, of course, you could close the gates, and they would be in the lot. They couldn't go to the pastures.
Okay. Well, what'd you call the area right around the barn?
The barn lot.
Okay, barn lot, okay. Now, out where they grazed was called the...
Pastures.
And you said you all raised some cotton?
Yes, we raised cotton.
Now, what'd you do from spring to fall? What was the work you had to do on the cotton?
Well, the first thing would be to prepare the land. And usually we try to do what we call a middle bust, or apply up the stalks in the fall of the year and leave it in real rough ridges. So it'd absorb water during the winter time, and then those furrows would hold water. Then in the spring, those ridges would dry out and warm up early. All we'd do is go in there and list on it, roll it down, and we were ready to plant cotton. It was a real neat way, and we did that for years and years. And the way they plant cotton now, they plant it in a flat area. Well, the ground will stay cold. When it's on a bed, that bed will warm up. Sun will warm that bed up quicker than it will on flat ground. And we always had real good luck with our cotton by doing that.
What'd you save seeds from previous years?
Sometimes we'd have, if a seed got what we call worn out, and we'd have to buy a new seed. But we could usually find some seed, either ours or in the community. And plant cotton around the 20th of April, have everything ready then to try to get it finished by the 1st of May. And then the next thing would be to do is to bar it off with a plow, chop it, then dirt it, all plowing it, putting a little dirt back to kind of support it. And from then on it was plow cotton, run middles.
Did anything ever grow in with the cotton that
you didn't
want?
Oh, yeah. Sure, grass. We fought grass all of our lives. So,
what'd you call it?
Crabgrass.
Okay. You were out where the corn grew, and one of your sisters said, "Where's Nevin?" Your mother would probably say, "Oh, he's out in the
corn patch, cornfield."
Okay. Now, did you call it something else if it was a smaller area?
Well, you mean the garden?
Yeah, all right. If you were going to plant something in a great big area, you'd call that a...
Field.
And then if it was a...
Just a patch.
Patch, okay. But did you, if it was small, you did use different words for it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see, what kind of fence?
You mean the pasture fence?
Uh-huh.
We had a five-string barbed wire.
Barbed wire, okay. And how about for the livestock?
Same thing.
Okay.
We just used them all in the same pasture.
Did you ever have the kind that you make by putting the boards together?
You mean a rail fence?
Uh-huh.
We didn't have any rail fences.